would you do? What would any of you be willing to do? Would you breathe the weird and haunted shores at world's end? To fetch back Witty Jack.
Did no one come to save me just because they missed me?
There was a time when a pirate was free to make his own way in the world. But our time is coming to an end.
Why should I sail with any of you? Four of you have tried to kill me in the past. One of you succeeded.
Our enemies have united and vowed to destroy us.
You will fight and all of you will die.
The pirate lords from the four corners of the earth.
Welcome to Singapore.
Must stand together. There's not been a gathering like this in our lifetime.
And I owe them all money.
It would never have worked out between us.
Keep telling yourself that, darling.
They know they face extinction. All that remains is where they make their final stand.
Will you marry me?
If I think now's the best time!
If I wasn't, this would probably never work.
It's the 20th day of Movie Month.
Yes, it's my fifth
annual Movie Month, in which 30 days I watch 30 movies and do 30 podcasts like this one right here.
It's the 20th day of Movie Month, and this movie was so friggin' long. Was almost 3 hours, and I will never, ever get that time back. I've wasted it here. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's day 20 of Movie Month, and today I got through the third Pirates of the Caribbean movie. I feel like I'm doing the Transformers to myself all over again. This was Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, where we last left off. Captain Jack Sparrow got eaten by the Kraken, but he's alive in the underworld, or in Davy Jones' locker. Not Davy Jones from the monkeys, Davy Jones from the pirate ships. So they go off to save Jack Sparrow, but in really Will Turner wants to save his dad, but at the same time the guy he teams up with wants to get a compass. And let me be honest with you, I'm not going to explain the plot. This movie's 11 years old and it was a mess. Lots of big special effects, lots of big action moments, lots of big CGI digital effects, some humorous performances again by Johnny Depp. It was funny to see Keith Richards as his dad, and you know, the way the movie left off, Will Turner gets killed, but he ends up taking the place of Davy Jones, and he drives the ship that keeps the souls. But did he only have to do that for 10 years? Because after the credits, he went and saw Keira Knightley and his son. I guess he's returning. I guess he's alive. My understanding is neither of them are in the next movie. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly. So there's two other movies. I can't watch them 3 days in a row. I have to put a break in between these movies. Luckily, this was the longest one.
The next one is like 2 hours and 15 minutes, and the one after that is like 2 hours and 10 minutes. I looked them up. Still long, still going to take chunks out of my day, but that's what this is for. This is to, I guess, you know, part of movie month is to watch a movie, to finally catch up on movies, and just have a little fun talking about them. I guess the other part is punishing myself, because there's another Transformers movie out there, and I'm probably going to be watching that too. I mean, after today, there's only 10 movies left. We're 20 down, 10 to go. And, you know, I really front-loaded this with a lot of big Marvel movies. I saw a lot of big movies in the theater, and I'm not sure what else is going to be seen in the theater. I might be canceling MoviePass pretty soon. But, you know, there's a movie with dinosaurs that I might want to see, and I might hold on to it to go see a movie about an ant man. But how much more can I talk about an 11-year-old pirate movie that most of you have probably already seen? It was a chore to get through. I was dozing off and kept rewinding it over and over. There were things that made me chuckle, things that were enjoyable to see, visual effects. The story was just like a friggin' hurricane of ideas and plots, and I could not figure out what the hell was going on half the time. Not that it was intricate. Not saying these plots are intricate, but it was just one thing after another. No, he's going with him. No, he's with her. And, she's the captain. She's the king of the captains. And, oh, wait, no, this guy's actually wants the compass. He wants the compass for what? I don't know. Blah, 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 blah. The way it ends is, you know, Captain Jack Sparrow goes off on a little tiny boat by himself. Captain Barbossa takes off with Jack Sparrow, his boat, which he, you know, stole back from Captain Jack. And Captain Jack stole the map, though, and he's heading for the Fountain of Youth. I don't know if that's what the fourth movie is. I'm not even sure years later it was done. My understanding, though, is that, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides was actually partly based on a book on Stranger Tides. So it is not a completely original screenplay. I don't know if they adapted it to fit into what the plans were at the end of part three. I don't know if I feel like it was a whole new, adventure. Like, this was the end of this trilogy. And then they brought Captain Jack back to make his own movie. I think, I don't know. I'll find out. But On Stranger Tides is a 1987 book that then became adapted into the movie in 2011. Okay, so after 2007, these two movies that I just saw yesterday, today and a couple days ago, Pirates 2, Pirates 3, they were filmed back-to-back and they were released back-to-back, 2006, 2007. This one is 4 years later, so 8, 9, 10, 11, that's 4, that's right. And it looks like Jeffrey Rush is in it, but this one is with Johnny Depp and Penelope Cruz and Ian McShane. So they basically just went off with Captain Jack Sparrow. Different director now. That was the end of the Gore Verbinski trilogy. Now we got Rob Marshall in there. I don't know if Rob Marshall directed the other one, but I mean, this movie, no matter what, it still made $1 billion at the box office. Not the one I just saw. Not the one I just saw. I'm sure this, you know what? Probably this one I saw too. At World's End, you know how much it made at the box office? I'll tell you right now. As my phone loads. This movie was stupid. You know? Big swashbuckling epic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything's visual effects and you know, there's some stunts and stuff in there. But just a dumb movie that made $963 friggin' million dollars. But this is a budget of $300 million. These movies are humongous. They're so expensive to make, but they still make a ton of money. I'm sure that's 963 worldwide, but still, I mean, that is a boatload of moolah. So Disney has this. This is still a property for Disney, who also has the Marvel movies, who still has the Star Wars movies. I don't care what Han Solo did. They still have all those movies and the Pixar movies. Disney has everything, and everything is fine. So I'm sure we'll probably see another Pirates movie. I don't know what the fifth one did, but the fifth one was just last year. So they went, right? Wasn't it 2017? They waited 6 years after the fourth one. And then they friggin', this was 10 years after this one. So the movie I saw today actually ended with, quote unquote, 10 years later. So technically, if they stay on that route of 10 years later, then the last movie ties in with that 10 years later. I don't know. I'm probably putting way too much thought into it. But yeah, this was, what the hell's the last one? Dead Men Tell No Tales or something like that. I mean, there's just so many friggin' movies. So many friggin' movies. And in fact, looks like this was the... Oh my God. This one budgeted for $410 million. I mean, these are expensive movies. But Johnny Depp still brings in the box office. At least he did. I don't know what the fifth one did. I'm not even at the fourth one yet. I'm still talking about the third one. And I've wasted your time. I've wasted your time almost as much as this movie wasted my time. 2 hours and 48 effing minutes long. That's too long for a movie. And I've talked too long for it. 8 minutes is long enough. The movie had great effects. Cobbled together story. And just, it was too put together. Too friggin' murky. I don't know. I was not enjoying myself as much as I was with the second one. So we'll see what happens once they get rid of Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley for now, because I feel like they're back in the fifth one. But I'm not going to do that tomorrow. I can't do that to myself. I'm not going to do that to myself, damn it. Tomorrow I'm going golfing with friends, and then after golfing I'm going to watch a movie. I don't even know what the movie is yet. I have a couple in mind. I have a couple lined up ready to go. So it's between one or two, and I will let you know. You will find out tomorrow. But until then, folks, until then, I'm done with Pirates for at least 48 hours. You're done with me for at least 24 hours. So thank you for listening. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find me on Twitter, Geek Mentality, on Instagram, Geek Mentality, on Facebook, at Fans.Experts. The website is Fans.Experts. And on iTunes, search Geek Mentality, or anywhere you can get your podcast to subscribe, listen, download, rate, review, smile. And just remember one thing. There are birds chirping. I feel like I'm in the wilderness. I don't know if you hear those birds chirping, but they're out there. You just remember one thing, okay? Remember the lyrics to my theme song, because you're going to sing along with it right now. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, go.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.